Morning, Meeks.
Good morning.
Hi, Meeks.
Yes.
This is gonna be our new judge. Your dad gonna do it?
No. I figured it's gonna be.
You think it's Fry? Good.
I don't think it's gonna be.
I hope he is.
They're trying to get John Tanner too.
Then they're me. I'm on that side of the room. So, but then I wondered about that. Yeah, that was a big topic when I was at.
It's huge.
Clerk school. Yeah.
I talked to Greg Barmer about it and Greg was upset.
I don't think he even realized.
They did, and Greg did not realize it. He told me he voted against it. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But he told me he got on whoever the people and said, we can't be changing these election rules during elections.
During election. Look at the money.
$1,000. Beatty spent $1,000.
Oh, at least, yeah.
Well, that's.
Well, Mr. Ray. I mean, it wasn't just, yeah, the one that got elected. I get that, but yeah. And look, Paul could have already had his other things ready for the fall.
Exactly.
You know, whoever, because.
At least that's what Laura told me when they were looking at their.
Well, I called Claudia yesterday and she kinda acted like, but what I was surprised about, that I assumed that for sure their office would have been notified.
They did not.
Of special legislation of something like this and the party chairs of each county, not just Randolph. I mean, of any county.
None of them have.
You know, yeah, old Fred said he didn't have a clue.
Yeah, because Judge Kaufman called me and then I was like, well, I'm running my thing. And so they didn't even really talk about our deal, but we went up and talked to the IAC gal, and she's like, oh yeah, I said, I'm fine.
Well, they talked about it at the clerk's conference, but they were all, there was a question about it. And anyways, there again means, you know, it really didn't concern, I mean, I'm not in charge of elections, and I'm not, yeah, anyway. So.
They didn't talk about the clerks, and nobody knew about it.
No.
Bye.
No one knew about it. That was wrong.
That's too bad. I mean, that's
bye.
Really bad.
Where's
my
time? Come
on. Make sure you're right, all right?
There's no numbers.
That's because if you look at the estimate just in front of you, there's no numbers broke out on that. But it doesn't really matter what those numbers are. It'll be whatever Chris decides that those numbers are when you go down to the majors.
Denied.
Why did I know that was coming?
Adjourn?
Adjourn.
I was going to print off the pictures of this 701 Easton Street and show them to you. There's a little bit of water standing in the corner of this guy's yard when there's a downpour. We've had 16 inches of rain saturate us for 2 months.
And where's this at?
Down Easton Street. And it's really not affecting the house at all, but he's got water standing in the yard.
Dick, he goes to church with us. He lives about a block south of me.
Yeah.
Oh, at my office. What's his name? Vivian, Dick and Vivian.
Dick Peterson.
Yeah, Peterson. He came in, did he tell you?
Mm-hmm.
His neighbor gave him a certified letter or something. Cool. About how his downspouts are making his backyard a bog. And so the guy right behind him.
Yeah.
Oh, but Bob Peden's place.
That's the girl that was all upset about the property line.
The Bob Peden's place. Who was that?
Oh, the Bob Peden's place?
Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah.
He's special.
Yeah.
But he apparently his is also serious. Is also and Dick is how
old? Dick.
I think so. Yeah.
You say 90?
I would say every bit 90. Kind of upset him. I said, well, we'll take care of you, Dick. Well, you talk to Steve if he gets any, you know what I mean? Just,
I got two votes.
But he was like, I'm like, I'll represent you, Dick, don't worry about it. How long you lived there? 50, 60 years?
Didn't have I think they were to live in.
I think so, yeah. And I'm like, well, Dick, you know, we've had like 2 p.m.
But do you think it has anything to do with that? He kind of laughed.
Maybe a little bit upset.
Why was she came? You remember she came to me and was partly because old, the gentleman there that bought Pete's old house was telling her that the property lines weren't right, and she wanted to know why her alley, when her alley was vacated, vacated the alley back there so that he could build that garage on. Wanted to know why when her alley was vacated, she didn't get half of it. I said more than likely whoever vacated that, because we didn't vacate that
action.
Whoever vacated that gave Peterson that property or sold him that property because they didn't want to mess with it.
They're along the creek.
And she came over and talked. She had her here. This has been about a year ago.
Just where the water was standing.
And she's going over to talk to you about it.
I'm gonna bring it down there.
Okay.
I said, I don't care what.
Great, by any means.
What is that guy's name?
They do look green. That's important.
Yeah.
Walters.
Look better. My beans look better than some of the guys and some of the.
Actually, we're on Russ Baker over there, because you got down his job, and then the next thing you knew, he'd come out to work.
It was horrible.
There'd be a case of beer.
This way, from the north you go, it's nice.
It's nice.
Or south.
Well,
everybody when they got.
We had the yard over.
Stranger.
Who's doing this time?
Head towards Richmond and stuff like that.
Stranger. All tanned and refreshed and wrapped around.
Refresh.
Going around here.
I am here.
Going around in Richmond.
Oh, yeah, we were going through Culver and some of those, yeah, exactly like that.
All the way.
Yeah.
We picked a good day to leave.
Friday?
Yeah.
I was here for all the rain.
Oh, you was?
Yeah, I was here that day, trust me. I got about 50 calls. You wait, you know, it's raining, it'll be all right.
It's 50?
Jeez.
We need to have monsoons since freaking
at what?
March.
What did you get, 5 inches?
Well, they're calling for, is that coming south of us today? Or just
they're calling for shades. Go ahead, it's.
It's
from Michigan to Tennessee. I don't know how it misses.
How much?
Up to an inch by tomorrow.
Oh, that's not. I can handle an inch.
No, I can't.
I tell you what, darn it, Baker.
I can't handle a sneeze.
Baker held up real well. No. They can handle better. An inch is that 5-6 inches that hit that creek. Flood.
What, you mean water stands when it rains?
No, the creek floods when it rains.
Yeah.
Badly.
That's where water ends up.
Does it?
I didn't know.
You realize how hard that is to explain to people?
Yeah.
Give me a ghost,
but I'll tell you what.
Go downhill!
Go downhill!
That creek that runs through the property out there in the farm, this year it flooded at least 7 or 8 times. It's as long as I can remember back, it's never done. It's only done it one time in the spring. So I don't know if they've done something to open that up that brings that water and it gets backed up north of us, or
they started cleaning.
I have not. They probably haven't cleaned it north of you. That makes it flood. It's not getting away fast enough.
I have beaver in it or something. That's what you see doing up every other waterway around here.
There are beaver dams everywhere. They're everywhere out around us.
There's a hell of a log jam on between 2 and 300.
I've never seen it do it this often.
There's some bad ones outside.
Every single time it rained.
Us out there. Plant.
Log jam.
You should go hunting beaver.
Beaver dams.
Oh, I'd take a
big one
with you. You're going to walk the creek.
I can never know what you run into anymore.
And your meth lab.
Mine. Take a couple sidearms and a shotgun.
Get some muskrat.
Hey, Bach. You rise with the pledge of prayer and we get the meeting underway.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father God, thank you for this glorious day. Thank you for all that you've given us. We ask that you continue to guide our thoughts, our actions, and our deeds as we enter into the business for the city of Winchester. All of this we ask in your name. Call this meeting of the Winchester Board of Trustees to order. Call.
Mayor Steve Crook.
President.
Mr. Richard Bell.
President.
Council Todd Schroeder.
President.
Was that Gal?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Call.
Okay, one item that I forgot to put on the agenda, you know, last, just to give you an update, and then the board can decide whatever action they want to do. If they want to change action, that's fine and dandy. I did receive a letter immediately following the last Board of Works meeting from Mr. Barnett at 406 West South Street. He's a gentleman who had applied for sidewalk remediation a year after he'd done the project. The letter is quite lengthy, and sir, madam, many disappointments have been experienced, but today one of the biggest took place. A telephone call from Angela, a clerk in your office, informed me that my recent application for partial payback for your special fund for a new sidewalk and tree removal at 400 West South Street has been disapproved by you due to the lateness of my application. The president of your board nor a member of your board had the decent courtesy to call me about the matter so I could explain a couple of points. In the sunset years of my life, having just attained the age of 88, I find that my physical and mental health will not permit me to do many things previously done on a routine basis. My wife is foreign-born and foreign educated and is limited in handling our affairs. I hesitate to bother anyone else. Permit me to explain a couple of things. In March 45, at the age of 17, I volunteered to join the Navy. In August 45, my training was being completed to accompany a Marine division for the already scheduled invasion of Japan. In November 45, the Hiroshima, Nagasaki atomic bombs of 6-9 August canceled my orders for the next year. And he goes on and on talking about all his service to the country and the different conflicts, and then also the fact that his family has donated and has helped support and sustain the animal shelter, and that he was very upset about this. So I opened a letter, I read it to Vicki, and said, well, I'll make it so the board can look at it if they want to reconsider his application. You certainly have the right to do that or not, and you certainly have the right not to reconsider his application. A couple of points to make out on this is that he was upset at the fact that either myself or either one of you gentlemen gave him a call that he was notified by a clerk representing the city of Winchester. That's a moot point, you know, because that's the way issues are handled. There's probably validity to the fact that he is advanced in life and that it could have been an oversight on his part. There's probably validity of it, but this is pretty quick to the point. After the decision was made, so I don't know if the fact that we received that letter that quickly had a kind of says you're not as forgetful as what you try to imply here. But you know, that's just my thoughts on that. But after I read that, I said, well, I'll resubmit that to the board. And if the board wants it, has it in part, that's fine. If they think decision based upon the fact that it did sit back a year, and the point that was made by Todd at the last meeting was that his parents did a sidewalk just prior to us initiating this program, so they could in fact go back and say, well, so there it is for your discussion. If you wish to discuss it, if you don't wish to discuss it, it's a dead matter. Moving on.
Did everybody have a chance to check out 701 Easton Street? I do have five pictures in my office that he has sent me. I apologize for not having them out there. And when I looked at the pictures, I was not seeing any kind of threat to the physical property itself as far as the house goes or the driveway goes. I was seeing that they are in a low spot, and I would concur that he is at a low spot in that area, that there is water that flows to him, but for all appearances, from when I've driven past there following a heavy event, rain event, for all appearances, that water hits it and then dissipates fairly quickly. He had water standing around the fire hydrant in the front, not to the depth that it completely buried the grass, but there was a puddle of water there, and he's upset about that and wanted to know what the city might do, if anything, to help alleviate the problem.
You get 5 inches of rain in a short amount of time. What do you do with it?
Well, you got you got the heavy rains and back mid-80s when them storm sewers were put in down through there. All the trunk lines, the inlets, are within the right-of-ways, which are in the yards.
So that's where it's going anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm...
This is what it is.
You know, I've looked at it, and I will tell you that my personal opinion is that I've got water to stand in my yard too when it rains, when we've had heavy rain. And Chris has water that stands in his yard.
Well, I get...
I do.
I get the alley that runs down from the Catholic Church down around the curve and get to the catch basin. I mean, I've had it as deep as this table in my backyard when I have my pool there. That's just I live in the low spot. Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to do any further action on this one, or do you say it's not really a critical mass?
I mean, as far as flooding and stuff going on, I think we got other issues that we need to deal with first.
Yeah.
I don't think I agree with Todd on that.
Okay.
No.
We'll move on to the next item under new business. Do you have anything for us, Sparky?
No, sir.
And you've got a department report from the police department. So, move on from there if nobody has any questions about anything they've received so far. Hit me with it, Chris. That's all the good news. I looked for you yesterday down there. I did not see where you've been down there working on that.
It's there down there this morning. We just regrouped and getting those guys called in and done with that situation. You know, obviously we've got a lot of rain. Mm-hmm. The games are dropping finally, slowly. They were just flat full, just to be honest with you. We was in a bad situation real fast, but we got that under control. Obviously, we've not been able to proceed with a different chemical we're going to try for the phosphorus removal because that kind of dropped on my priority list as the rain went on. If you notice around town, we've had several suck holes we've had to get fixed. You know, we had one, and I don't have pictures of it with me, at Pearl and Meridian, that was done, that started out as a small suck hole, ended up as a huge hole because of the installation of a catch basin that was done back in the late 90s, where, just to give you a little example, here was your existing box. You had a pipe coming out here. We had a suck hole that was right in here. Well, as they're digging down to find this, they find 2 foot outside this box, a foot and a half, a line coming here, a line coming here, then a line coming here. This box had a pipe going here to pick all these up. The way they sealed this was with a piece of slate sidewalk, wrapped it in plastic,
and said, "I don't put my Magnus Act grade on it." So we completely excavated it, moved the box back to pick up the lines as should have been done.
Okay.
To continue, you know, a small job turned into a 340 job.
Yeah, so bad.
As we ended up, we had some issues down, some calls the mayor had been receiving down at 612 and 618 West Washington. I got with Higher Construction, I do believe it was out of Red Key that ran the fiber, because we was assuming that possibly they'd ran the fiber through here. Higher was out of there, asked me to get Cooley's to come in to, you know, investigate so they could get the problem resolved. Well, as we're out there yesterday, Cooley's has what they call lateral launch off their camera, because able to get back and shoot from the main up, because neither one of these two houses during the 32 project had cleanouts put in. Like, basically the rest of them did. As we're launching up the lateral for these houses, our sanitary's put on the south side of the road. 99% of these, when they did them, they ran new 6-inch pipe up through the construction limit right away. We get 20 feet from this, from our main, and they have pictures on here. They have, you know, they have the pipe firm coat together, basically underneath our sanitary, or, you know, underneath the road, and this firm coat has dropped like this. So it was not properly installed, which has completely shut off the lines to even assume, to try to get back to see if the fiber did go through the line. My personal opinion, that's us to figure out and fix, because they was not, you know, they was not provided what everybody else was provided when that was done. You know, and I, as it fits together, I'm really wondering why, and I'm really concerned about the storm sewer that's going through there too, with the depths and all that. So what we're going to do is, Cooley's this morning was down hydro excavating in the grass area on the north side of the road to try to find the lateral. We're going to open it up, TV back, to see if A, that the fiber still went through it, because then Higher will obviously be taking care of part of this bill. But the second part is, we got to fix our lateral out in the road.
We'll be cutting 32.
You know, I personally feel, you know, if it's properly installed, they're not, the lateral will not, you know, then firm coats won't stretch and shear like that if they're properly installed. And, you know, we can't go back all that time. Why wasn't that one extended up like everybody else along there?
Yeah.
You know, there's just things there that, you know, I don't know what else to do other than that, but I can tell you their sewage ain't going to flow, because that's completely shut off. Oh. And we got a feeling those two houses are actually tied together.
Oh. It's similar to the two we had down on, if you remember, down East Washington Street that came out to the alley there across from Pakistan.
You know, we've had some issues over the years with, which obviously the construction company that did it way back then, they don't even exist anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those. This is what I was saying, you know, it happened, we'll get through it, but I just kind of wanted to let you know, because, you know, Higher, if they went through it with the fiber, obviously we'll incur part of the cost, you know, we'll figure that out, what should be theirs and what, you know, shouldn't, but I just kind of wanted to make you aware of that situation, that it's going on there. You know,
that's at the 618
and 612.
No, 612.
There's two houses side by side.
Yeah.
So, We'll get through it, get the problem solved.
How much into 32 do you have to?
About right in the middle.
Really?
And see, that's what.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend, you know, that's what bothered me with this is, why was that one not taken all the way through the right of way? I mean, I don't know. None of us know. We wasn't there. I mean.
Yeah.
But for some reason, that new pipe stopped 22 foot away.
Maybe it ran out of new pipe and didn't want to get more?
I don't know. You know, it's just one of those, it's completely, it don't make sense. But anyway, we'll figure, if we find it on the backside, once we do the repair, if we're able, my intent is to get that clean out put in. But my fear is I got, when we get, find that, I got a feeling we're going to find a storm sewer right there. I'll be totally honest with you.
No.
So we might have to come up over, I don't know how it's going to end up, but I just got a feeling with the depths. We're going to be close to that storm, so, you know, we'll work through that. Other than that.
How deep are you?
8.5 feet. Eight and a half to 9 feet, and that's top, that's storm sewer, top of that storm sewer is at 102 inches. You're right there, and it's a 24 inch storm sewer. So I mean, you're awful close.
Yeah.
To that situation. Like I said, we'll work through it and get that. Other than that, you know, it's basically.
Anybody good news for us?
Any good news? Austin's getting painting done out there. It's starting to look nice, but. Yeah, that's the good news. If it quits raining, it'll be better.
Any question on Chris on anything that's going on at, as far as wastewater treatment plant, dig it?
Just a question, is it on here? Check on. Yeah. School, where do we show that at?
Which one?
The one out there at the school.
Their structures are being ordered now.
Okay.
To get that across the road and set up for paving. We fixed two catch basin inlets that were out in the road that.
Okay.
Yeah, they needed fixed bad, so I just went ahead and had new inlets proper, you know, installed and put in how they needed to be for that paving done, so. But they are going to get across that road for the paving, hopefully as soon as those structures are in. And then the rest of that line is obviously going to be dependent on where the ground dries up, so. Because once you get down that hill to park, even all of this water, my groundwater table's going to be up there.
Yep.
Anything else? Under new?
No.
We do have one sewage affidavit. This is from Bob Stanley. This is around the corner. He's asking for an extension. We granted him, his building had burned. It's still standing. From every report that I've received from historic landmarks, with the conversation they had with him, that it's their intent to rehabilitate and bring and open the business back up. And, but they're waiting, still waiting for insurance settlement, last I heard. And so, they're asking for an extension of the sewage affidavit that we granted. I'm assuming they're asking for a 6-month extension of the sewage affidavit that we granted so that they have more time to get the building remediated before they open up. And this is at 101 South Main Street.
I make a motion to extend it 6 months. Second.
It moves in seconded that we grant the sewage affidavit asking for an extension for 101 South Main Street. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor of that motion signify by usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 3-0. You have one sidewalk request in front of you from a distinguished gentleman down North Main Street. So if you look at it, you see the estimate did not, isn't broke out yet, but I think, as I explained prior to the meeting to somebody, that Chris will go down there and measure it and then come up with the estimates that will be the basis of what we would allow for this project. So I will recruise myself from any action on this. So. Yeah. And I'll keep my mouth shut.
Enough?
Yeah.
What to do? I believe when I had mine, you called shady person.
Did I say that? I thought it was a shady area of your street.
Option one, option two, I guess I'm trying to, we're going to do all of it?
The only thing that would be applicable for this property owner would be the 45 foot that's listed on there. The other two options is on neighboring properties if he was trying to pay something forward and reach out to do an act of kindness to a neighbor. And don't let something like that get out in the public, that I would do an act of kindness to the neighbor. I don't want to get out my reputation. I don't have my reputation tarnished in any way, shape, or form. So.
I'll make a motion if we accept.
I got all day. Second. It's been moved and seconded that we accept the sewage affidavit for 554 North Main Street.
Sidewalk request.
Yeah, sidewalk replacement, I'm sorry.
We wouldn't have taken long on that site. If you knew he was going to leave.
Yeah. Is there any discussion? All in favor of that motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign, motion carried 2-0. Okay. Any other sidewalk requests?
No.
Sanitation requests?
No.
Okay, moving down to old business, the request we had from Mr. Clark on his property, you were looking at statute.
I totally forgot.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That will prove interesting because of the amount of bare lots that we'll be receiving to the tax sale or next to properties. And I think we should be getting those in the middle of this month.
I think that's what Nick said, around the 18th of July or 20th.
Yeah, that's a follow-up.
So that'll be something that'll be applicable for there. Ben Street, any news on that?
I didn't hear anything. Did you hear anything?
No, we have to wait the 90 days.
And the 90 days expired when?
Probably August.
August, it could be early September, but it's at least mid-August.
Late summer?
Yes, it was late summer.
Okay. Obviously, with Woodcrest Drive, we haven't done anything down there. We've got a couple of major projects, like you talked about at the school and down at Orange Street, that
we've got that laid out.
We've got it laid out. We haven't really got focused in on Woodcrest very much. We've got another one out here on Byron Drive. We've got a few other around town, so there's nothing new to report there. I don't think we haven't heard from anybody about the generator lately, have we?
I talked to Brian Matthew Puller. Matthew was meeting with some people and supposed to be giving me to set up a time here in the next couple of weeks to come in and sit down and start working through that.
Okay. Any questions on anything else under old business? We have the minutes of the previous session. If there's no additions or corrections, I entertain a motion to accept them as presented.
I make a motion we approve the minutes as submitted.
Second. Moved and seconded that we accept the minutes as submitted. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign, motion carried 3-0. Vicki, got anything?
No.
Okay, anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Out of here.
The last pitch goes through this, his current medical problems. What the heck, leather?
Yeah, we got that, it's very next day.